On today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, one of the Bath Boys is under the weather, and it is not me. But that's okay, he still comes on the show, and we talk about the NFL, we do bottom of the barrel news, we talk a little bit of golf, and we round it out with a lot of fantasy talk. You're not going to want to miss it.
3, 2, 1, go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting 100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3TSports.com. You sound tired.
It's funny that you picked up on that because I was going to announce our sponsors for today's episode.
Is it NyQuil?
No, it's stomach bugs, stomach viruses.
No.
24 to 48 hour stomach viruses that I caught over the weekend.
That blows.
Currently just been in bed. Just puking my guts out ever since.
Shoot. I guess we'll see how long this podcast will run.
Well, the good news is, Andrew, the good news is that I've been able to hold liquid for the past 12 hours. So good. That's a very encouraging sign. I can finally start, you know,
eating saltines.
Trying to take back some of my hydration. But good. Holy shit.
Well, I didn't know you were dying, so.
The show must go on. I don't want to make it all about me. I don't want to make, you know, so I was just like, hey, can you do the show a little bit earlier than we usually record? And so I can maybe mix it a little bit earlier so I can go to bed a little bit earlier. Bed. But it is.
Well, sure. Anything not, for you.
It is not fun. But I'm carrying on. Andrew.
Yes.
I'm telling y'all. The Bucks are winning the NBA Finals.
Sure. I mean, they very well could. After the last game, that was Chris Paul, that wasn't it.
Chris Paul hasn't been it the past 2 to 3 games. He has not been it.
And Booker should have fouled out. I don't know. I think the Bucks will win it now at this point. Like, the Bucks are primed to win it. They've got the better players. Giannis is the best player on the court. It's just...
I mean, and, well, Chris Middleton, for how much he gets paid and for how much he got fucking roasted for the game that he did not play well, the one game or maybe two that he did not play well, he's been stepping up since then because he had 29 points on Saturday. He had 40 points the game before, so he's letting it be known that he deserves all the money that he's getting
recognition.
Paid. And Drew Holiday
I just think that when you look at the back and forth, it's been a good finals.
It's been a very good finals. It's been a very good finals, and shame on the people who thought that this was going to be a sweep, that this was not going to be a series.
Keep running back.
Well, I'm just saying, just shame on those people. I'm not going to name names. I don't name names.
Of course
I'm
not. We're classier than that.
I'm not in the business of naming names, but shame on those people who thought that this was not going to be a series.
Bucks will probably win it. Do you think it'll go 7 games?
No, I don't. I think the Bucks finish them. Next game. Don't at me. Bucks win next game.
I guess, have you been keeping up with anything other than NBA just because you've been sick? You've been watching any baseball or anything like that?
The last sporting event that I watched was on Saturday night for the NBA Finals.
Okay.
I have been dead to the world, Andrew. I have not even really looked at my phone. Now, here's the thing. I have I did have the strength. I did have the muster to enter Jor-El into three races today.
Okay.
But this should tell you how sick I was over the past 48 hours. I had her queued up in three races on Saturday night. I was with some friends. We were hanging out, watching the NBA Finals and just having a good time. And I entered her into three races that night. And it should go to tell you how sick I was on Sunday, because I didn't even watch those races. I couldn't even look at a screen. I couldn't even look at like a TV.
You're just like, I'm out.
I just was dead. I was like, I'm out. Like, I'm just going to live in my little dark bedroom and throw up in this tiny little plastic trash can for the rest of the day.
And did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
There was one situation yesterday where I was on the toilet blowing liquid out my ass while also holding a plastic trash can, throwing up into the trash can, which
the best of both worlds.
If you think about it, kind of requires some skill. I think it requires skill just to make sure you don't make a mess everywhere. I was able to, you know, get everything into a receptacle. So
you know, and honestly, there might be a Guinness Award for that.
Built different. So no, Andrew, I have not been paying attention to the world of sports other than Jor-El, who, I mean, we can talk about her since you brought her up.
I didn't, but all right.
But she has been killing it in the class five divisions in Zed Run. She's getting solid odds. She's getting between 7 and 9 odds in her class five. So just going to keep her there. I'm going to keep running until she moves up to class four.
Until she fucks it up.
Yeah, but she's got Naka blood. I mean, her daddy's a Z2 Nakamoto. Ooh. So
no, that's good. I still haven't raced Wombo. The plan is my
first
Wombo.
Then what's the point, Andrew?
My plan is to, I want my first Wombo race to be content. I want it to be for the people. I want everyone else to ride a Wombo with me. So when we get that set up,
but you do know that he has been raced before, right?
Yeah, he's got three races. Yeah, exactly.
This isn't
but
like
not
a,
with me.
This isn't like a born again virgin situation.
Well, yes and no. I mean, like the three races. I mean, they haven't raced them at all distances. So I mean,
no,
like, I still
true.
Have to do that, and those will be first time type deals. And I want the people to see what it's like to run through this sort of thing. So, and I think it'd be fun for you to watch my horse and just fucking shit on it, because I know you will no matter what. It could get first place, and you'd be like, yeah, but this is garbage.
I'm just looking, yeah, because you're right. It's only raced three times, and I'm just looking at the three races, and I'm going to predict right now that it's a long distance racehorse.
Oh, okay. We'll mark that. I won't be able to. I can't tell. Obviously, three races isn't a lot in general, but you've been doing this a bit, so maybe you've got some insight. I could not even begin to.
Well, here's the thing. Its best race, odds speaking, is 1,600 meters. However, that was a class Griffin, which means that's the free race that every horse has to race.
Poor competition.
Well, not necessarily, but usually just because of how big the race pool is, right? We're talking about any horse that's never raced before always gets put in a Griffin first. So that's not always the best indicator of what's good and what's bad when it's talking about horses. Now, the next race your horse raced is actually good, I would say. It was a 2,200 meter and it got 14.95 odds. That's middle of the pack, but and then its next race, its last race, was a 1,200 meter, and it got plus 20 odds. So I'm gonna guess that you're gonna be looking at a 2,000 plus specialized horse, but okay. We'll see.
We shall see. Yeah. So again, in the future here, in the next coming weeks, next week, what episode is this? Is this 98 today?
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
I think it's 98. So that would mean next Monday podcast out on Tuesday, when that releases, it's going to be our first video podcast. So sometime after that, that's when we'll be able to do some of these streams, So that is when you can't expect some of that Zed Run horse content.
Thank God that today was not the first video.
A video podcast.
I know. I look like fucking ass, dude. I am excited for the all video content. I think it's going to be a great milestone in our podcast history.
Yes.
But I am not looking forward to making sure that I'm presentable on camera.
I know.
Whenever we record.
But maybe it'll make us more like, you know, more responsible individuals, human beings.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. But we're going to give it a shot anyway.
Okay, so I have two NFL type pieces. One is bottom of the barrel.
Let's go.
If we would like to do that.
I'm always down for bottom of the barrel.
Okay, so first bit of news. NFL Network announces that they will broadcast a record 23 preseason games live, including the debuts of Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones. I don't care. It's preseason.
Yeah, preseason games don't matter.
Giants running back Saquon Barkley. He was asked about his readiness for week one because, you know, he's coming off the injury. And he's quoted as saying, "We'll see." So, and the only bit of actual news is Melvin Ingram, previous pass rusher for the Chargers, very good pass rusher. He signed a 1-year deal with the Steelers today.
Go Cox.
So, woo. And that's what we got from news. He was a Gamecock. So was Jadeveon Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney was a Gamecock. So was Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah, he was, wasn't he? I feel like there's one more that we're missing.
People don't forget. Farrell Cooper also.
Oh, yep. That's who I was thinking of. The second thing. Oh, did you want to grade that?
I'll give it a D. That was pretty bad. Those were all bad.
Well, Melvin Ingram got signed. A whole player got signed.
The only thing keeping it from an F. And honestly, it's to the Steelers. So that's bad news for us, for the Ravens. So still a D minus.
All right. That is what it is, I suppose. the next NFL thing, I kind of wanted to bounce some stuff off of you. ESPN released an article talking about future power rankings of NFL teams, looking at all 32 teams and kind of what their projections look like based on what we know now for the next 3 years. And I thought this was kind of interesting just because 3 years is kind of a far way out. I mean, who knows? Patrick Mahomes' knee could explode and he'll never play football again. And that would dramatically change the list. But as of right now, I kind of wanted to go over maybe the bottom five and then the top five and see what you were thinking.
Okay.
The 32nd team, the worst overall for the next 3 years, everyone's...
This is including the draft picks, right?
Correct, yes. This is as of right now, as of today.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Jets.
It is the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah. Well... I should have seen that.
Right. If Deshaun is there and willing to play for them... It's probably definitely not. They're not toward the top, because they got nothing else, but it definitely wouldn't be the worst. But as of right now, if Deshaun's not playing, you got to
get him. Do we know, if he's playing? It's only, a month and a half away.
It's really tough. I would assume no news is good news, because that means that the people who are accusing him of these things are no longer saying anything.
That's
so
true.
It's either going to settle... Or he's gonna go to prison. They're civil cases, but I have a feeling that if something criminal happens, the media will be very quick to the typewriters, right? They're gonna tell everybody,
right?
So I no news is probably good news, at least for him. Now that's assume he's all good. They say you can play football. He still doesn't want to play for the Texans. They would still have to trade him, but at least then he'd have value. Right. So, then he might be, the Texans might be able to do that. Number 31, the Detroit Lions. I completely agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, the Lions have always been a really bad team. I don't even care with the whole Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff trade business. Right. I think they're bottom of the barrel for sure. No pun intended, which was a play on our NFL
last
segment.
yeah, no, they're terrible. I can definitely see them being there. Philadelphia Eagles are at 30.
Oh,
Matt Lack is not going to like that.
Well, yeah, dude, they don't know what the fuck's going on in Philadelphia. They just fired their head coach, right? They just fired
The guy who won their Super Bowl 3 years ago.
Yep, and then they obviously traded what's his nuts Carson away Wentz to the Colts. So yeah, Jalen Hurts.
I don't see any real direction for them. It's the all defense on your shoulders. Is whatever. Exactly, your fragile shoulders.
The Jets got to be at the bottom five. The Jets better be one of the next two teams, you say.
Well, number 29, we got the Cincinnati Bengals.
That is a hot interesting, take.
Right?
That's a hot take.
I don't know if I'd put them bottom five, but this year's going to be extremely telling because, I mean, look at their division. You're looking at the next 3 years. I mean,
you don't need to the Browns tell me,
are,
look at
the
division.
Browns are better
I'm
than
in
them.
Their division.
And I know, I'm but I'm just saying the Browns division, are better Andrew. Than them. The Ravens are better than them. And the Steelers might not be better than them this year, but even still, like we're saying might. Like
it doesn't matter if we're talking about divisions, Andrew. We're talking about the bottom five teams in the NFL. That's
for
all
the
we're
next
talking
3 years.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If the Bengals don't show it this year, they're going to be bad. There's nothing that they can do.
They've already invested
in a new QB.
They're not going to win their division. That is, I'm positive about that. They're not going to win their division in the next 3 years. But what I'm saying is that doesn't mean they're going to be the worst. They're going to be one of the worst five teams in the NFL.
Again, I'm saying that I don't know if they'll be one of the worst teams in the NFL in the next 3 years. But what I am saying is that it's going to be decided very quickly this year. I mean, I understand putting them here. Joe Burrow is young. They did get a stud in Ja'Marr Chase, but that team has not looked great for the last couple of years. I know they got new coaching, but if they really can't pull it together this year of all years when they've got the new offensive coordinator, they've got Ja'Marr Chase, they've got the weapons, and they've got Joe Burrow coming into year two. They'll have to blow it up if they really want to. I mean, they're either going to, you know what I mean?
Can you look something up for me? Because my sick little hands can't do it. what was the Bengals' record last year? I want to know if they finished bottom five in the NFL with Joe Burrow being out half the season.
They were 4-11.
Okay.
So
that's probably NFL bottom five.
I'm assuming they were bottom five.
Was that bottom five? I guess.
I mean, yeah, there are two teams with two wins. Yeah. They were definitely, I think they were.
Yeah. So we'll just round and say bottom five. Yeah. Okay. All right. I still think they're middle of the pack. I mean, for the AFC North, for sure, they're bottom, like definitely not going to make the playoffs, not going to win the division, but I wouldn't call them the bottom five of the whole NFL.
So Jaguars had one win. And then the Jets had two wins, I would like to say. Let me see, where are you, Jets? Jets had two wins. And then the Texans and the there's another team. The Texans and the Falcons. They had four wins with 12 losses. Now the Bengals and the Eagles both only had four wins as well, but they have a tie. They tied each other, so they only have 11 losses. So they were tied for the fourth worst.
Okay. But that was with Joe Burrow out basically half.
Yeah,
the
Joe
season.
Burrow missed some time because of the knee injury.
Okay.
And then the fifth worst, the 28, we got the Las Vegas Raiders. I would, at the very least, I would swap the Raiders and the Bengals here. I do not see a future for the Raiders. They are going to need a new QB soon unless they extend Mr. Carr, which they won't. They have a young running back, but in two more years, like that, he's either not going to be on the team.
He's not going to be young anymore after
right,
2 years.
Right? No, exactly. Or they're going to
fucking
extend him.
John Gruden just hammering him up the middle, dude.
Exactly.
Josh
they got
Jacobs
rid of their
is going to be an old
pieces.
Man.
I just think that the Vegas Raiders are going to be bad.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. And you know what? Hot take: John Gruden is not a good coach.
I wouldn't say he's. I would say, I would quantify that. He's not a good coach anymore.
Yes. Yes. Very big asterisks anymore.
Okay. Now, here's where things are going to get spicy right off the bat.
Okay, number five. This is top five?
This is top five. We're going to start with five. Even if
I already had a little bit of an issue with the bottom five, God knows I'm going to have a huge issue with the top five. Let's go.
I'm guessing that, yes, you will, but we will see. Number five, the Cleveland Browns.
Get out of it. You can stop talking now. Like, we honestly, we don't need to have this conversation because I'm just going to get mad. And my
I really want to know. I know you hate them because they're in the Ravens division, but do you think they're a bad team?
I don't hate them. I don't hate them.
You hate the Steelers.
I hate the Steelers. The Browns are like your annoying little brother that is trying to like be better than you, but they obviously can't. The Browns are not going to be a top five team. Not in the next 3 years, not in the next 10 years. They're just not going to be a top five team.
Interesting. I think it's 100% possible that they're a top five team.
The best thing
a top five team this year, weren't they, in record?
They were not a top five team.
Were they only 10 wins?
Sure. I know they were not a top five team. Not even – I wouldn't
– Let me see. Browns they record. Were they were 11-5. So they were – God, that's insane. They were 11-5 and they were still only third in the AFC North. That's fucking
AFC
nuts.
North.
That division was crazy.
Yeah, our division is fucking nuts. That's why I keep trying to tell people. That's why I keep trying to tell you, Andrew. No one
I'm
fucking
not
listens.
Disagreeing with that. I mean,
and
listen,
you're like, the Bengals don't come. They're not going to win their division. Well, they're obviously the worst five teams in the NFL.
No, but they are not. Don't act like just because they're the fourth best team in the AFC North that they're a good team. The Bengals are not a good team.
Andrew,
I'm just
I
saying,
never said
not a good team.
Andrew, I never said they were a good team. Don't mistake me saying that the Bengals aren't the worst five teams in the NFL with them meaning that they're a good team. I said they're middle of the pack. They're middle of the pack. But anyway, let's get back to the Browns for a second. They were not a top five team last year. They barely made the playoffs. Okay.
And then they, okay. Then 11 they, and five though.
Yeah, I know. Then they spanked. Then they spanked the Steelers in the wild card, which was the best thing that they've ever done in franchise history. And then that's it. That's going to be their peak. They peaked last year.
Interesting.
Good for,
I don't
good
think
that
that'll be their peak.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that'll be their peak. This whoever wrote this article, we're only on the fucking number five pick.
I believe it's a conglomerate of several writers from ESPN, like Yates, Riddick, Fowler, and Walder.
Oh, good. So all the fucking talking heads. Great.
Well, number four, we got the Buffalo Bills.
I can see that. Bills are like the
Josh
Bills are
Allen's
a good
young.
Team. Stephon Diggs is a great wide receiver. They need to work on their defense, obviously.
Yeah, they invested in their defense both this year and last year, though, in the draft.
Yeah, and to be honest, they knocked the Ravens out of the playoffs last year. They're a good team. Look, they're a good
team. They need a decent running back, and I think they could really seal the deal.
The Bills, I can see top five. Browns, no. Browns will not win their division. Browns will not win their division in the next 3 years. Promise you.
That, we can't future bet that. But I would bet that they would. I think odds would be in their favor to win it. Because it's also not just about them being good. And football is also an every given Sunday thing. I mean, if Lamar gets hurt or like Big Ben's going to be done after this year, like without a doubt. So unless Joe Burrow is like, I am the fucking best thing that's ever happened to the world. I mean, and, you know, I think it's definitely they have a shot. But speaking of, number three is the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, there we go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? This list actually makes a lot of sense. This list is actually very good.
Yeah, okay.
Congratulations to Yates and Riddick and everyone else who helped contribute to this article. You did a good job.
Ravens are good. They have
disagree?
Good coaching. Okay. What's that?
No, I was just about to say, do you disagree with the pick? But then you started saying the Ravens are good.
No, Ravens are good. I think it's... I think that the next 3 years is a good time frame. Baltimore, just because of the offensive style that they run, they've got a smaller longevity window just because, unless like Lamar in the next 3 years goes very much away from the run to more of the heavy passing, which is not his style. I'm not saying he can't pass, not saying anything like that. I'm just saying that he is a runner and that is a good quality to his game, and running quarterbacks, take it from me, get hurt far more often. It just
why take it from you? Because
I'm a huge Cam Newton fan. You know what I mean? Like it just happens.
Take it from me. I personally know I'm a huge Cam Newton fan.
Exactly. So that's true. It just happens. You know, the grinding on their body, and he's gonna either have to go away from it, which is a facet of his game, or he's going to have to embrace it, try to really destroy, like just kill records over and over, and get like a lot of Super Bowl appearances in the next 3 years.
Now, here's the thing. I agree with you. I agree with everything that you just said. However, I think there's a happy medium. I think quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, who have kind of blended the two and can destroy you with their arm, but if you give them time and they have space in front of them, they can go for days. And then also, because the thing with Cam is that he loved to take players head on. He loved to get into collisions because he's 6'5", you know, 250. He's a massive dude. And Lamar, not as big as Cam, but obviously bigger than Russell Wilson, if he can kind of, because he relies on his speed and players can't even catch him half the time, but if he, as he gets older, can play more like Russell Wilson and take those running gains when presented to them, but also know when to slide or get out of bounds so they don't take big hits, well, then there's a happy medium.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one thing, like Russ developed an extremely accurate pass. And if that's something that Lamar can do, then, I mean, he'd be extremely dangerous, you know? Did you know, speaking of, while we're talking about rushing quarterbacks, if Adrian Peterson and Shady McCoy and Frank Gore, if they don't happen to sign this year, the leading touchdown rusher in the NFL will be Cam Newton. Isn't that fucking stupid?
That's nuts.
Okay. Number two. This one's interesting. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Because 3 years. That's right.
They're guaranteed Tom Brady this upcoming year, and Tom Brady is on contract for the year after. I'm going to assume here that they have them at two because they're hoping that with that time, the quarterback that they drafted in the second round will have had enough time to figure it out with Tom Brady, and at least, or they'll have figured out the quarterback position some other way in that time. But I mean, with Tom Brady, if you make another Super Bowl appearance, even if you don't win, and then you like make a deep like a playoff run, say the year after that with Tom Brady, even if you don't win another Super Bowl, that's still top whatever, like top five in the NFL, right?
That's still what he was doing with the Patriots in his heyday.
Right. I'm just like, so you're, I don't mind this ranking.
No, I don't mind it either, especially since they have Tom Brady and they just won the Super Bowl. I don't mind it either. And then I'm guessing number one is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep. And it I think it definitely should be the person closest to retirement on that whole roster, at least for offensive weapons, is Travis Kelce. And he's not going anywhere anytime soon. Their running back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, super young. They have Patrick Mahomes on a fucking $503 million contract. Tyreek Hill is a speed demon. I don't see a way, barring injury, that these guys are not top five every year for the next like 5 years, right?
No, I would agree. We'll see. We'll see.
Time will tell.
Because let me. They've made it to just two Super Bowls, right?
Just two Super Bowls.
But no, I'm trying to go back. So
right.
What am I trying to say? What's his? Mahomes Andy has Reed. Been. Andy Reid loves steaks. Loves some sloppy,
I love sloppy me steaks, baby.
Sloppy steaks. You need to watch, Andrew. I think you should leave. Season 2 is on Netflix right now.
Oh, you gotta watch it,
dude. You gotta watch it. Watch. I won't tell you. I won't spoil anything. But sloppy steaks. Okay, just sloppy steaks. Andy Reid and the boys would love to do some sloppy steaks.
I'm sure they would every time.
No doubt about it. But no. Patrick Mahomes, he started in the league 3 years, AFC Championship, lost, Super Bowl won, Super Bowl lost.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, he is still very young. No real signs of slowing down. Injury would be the only thing that would really knock those guys out of the top five. Yeah.
even if you copy and pasted his last 3 years into the next 3 years and like did one game worse, you know, like, okay, one game worse in the AFC championships, they lose in the playoffs. Okay. That would suck, but still it happens. And then, you know, you're like, okay, you're in the championship game, lose. And then you're in the Super Bowl again, and then you lose. Like, I'm just, if that was your next 3 years, that would still be the best team. Like, you're making it so far every single time.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's all I got really for NFL news. Obviously, as time goes on and we're moving closer and closer to August, we're going to start getting training camp stuff. Hard Knocks starts in August. We're going to preview, what is it, fucking preseason games, all that sort of shit. So,
one piece of sports news that I actually did pay attention to yesterday while I was on my deathbed was Colin Morikawa winning the Open Championship.
Oh, yes. Golf. I did read about that.
Andrew, we're talking about golf.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
The only reason why I paid attention to this major specifically is because our upcoming fantasy league, fantasy football league, with my college buddies from school, we were determining draft order based off of the golfers that we picked for this for this tournament. So I picked, I got six. I got number six. I did literally middle of the pack.
This is redraft, right?
This is not redraft. Yeah. Sorry. This is redraft. So redraft. Every year.
And then is it 12 person?
12 person. So
okay. I did six is a good spot.
Well, yeah, I did the six best. Now assuming that the five people who did better than me all choose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do you think there's anyone who'd want to pick last? Like if you finish top five, do you think that there's a benefit of getting the 12th pick?
There is a benefit of the 12th pick, and it depends on your strategy a lot for fantasy. If I had the number three pick, or like if I had the option between the number three and maybe the number six or something, or maybe the number eight, sometimes I would take the eight because the three means that, for example, I'm going to miss out on Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook, the top two running backs in the league for fantasy at number three. I would get my first pick at wide receiver if I wanted it, like Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill. But in a 12-man league, I'm waiting a long time then to pick my starting running back. And they're gone, usually, at the end of the second round. I mean, like, you're not going to get Zeke, Barkley, Jonathan Taylor. You're not even probably going to get Aaron Jones. Right. So, and running backs are so heavily needed in fantasy. That's where I'd be like, okay, I'll choose eighth. And then if Zeke happens to fall to me at eight, I can still get a guy like maybe Stephon Diggs at the turn in the second round. Or you can even grab Travis Kelce in the second round and be like, I have the best positional tight end. You know what I mean? There's a lot of value a wide receiver in those third, fourth rounds.
Yeah, I feel like wide receiver is probably the most flushed out.
There's more value.
Yeah.
Like later on.
It's very heavy. Like I feel like wide receivers, it's always like you can pick, you have a wide array. Wide receivers. Yep, exactly.
No, absolutely. And like I said, it all matters on draft strategy. Some people will go zero running back and they'll be like, okay, I don't care. I will grab Devontae Adams at number three or number four. And then they'll pick guys who are, if there's an injury, then these guys, these running backs that they picked will become super prominent. And they'll end up grabbing guys like Chris Carson in the fifth and be like, I'm okay with riding him as my one. It all is about just strategy.
Right.
So, good luck.
Thank you. Do you have anything else?
I just can't wait to talk about I can't wait to talk about fantasy on the show because that is the best fucking thing. I'm in so many fantasy leagues this year. It's going to be fucking awesome.
5, 6?
I'm in 6 now. I'm probably going to do an office league, so maybe 7.
Oh my god,
And then best ball.
What?
And then best ball. Like I'll get on DraftKings and I'll be able to do best ball drafts.
Oh, yeah. Best ball.
Yeah, so best ball is you do a normal draft, just like there's no trading, nothing like that. And what it does is it just takes the players who scored the best on your team and they become your starters that week. So you don't have to make any roster choices. It's all about draft strategy.
And you can't trade or anything?
Nope, no trading, nothing. So that's the thing. You have to, like, it's weird. It's different from other fantasies because you have to pick two kickers. Or you can just go in with one kicker and just know that 1 week he's going to be on bye and you're not going to get any kicker points.
And this is for the whole season? This isn't like daily?
Whole season.
Interesting.
You can do weekly best ball as well, where you like draft your guys in the position and then, you know, it's a redraft the next week. I like to do season long best ball though. Injuries kind of suck because if your top player gets injured and you're kind of fucked, but I they're usually pretty fun.
One thing off topic, but one thing that I forgot to mention, I watched Space Jam 2, The New Legacy over the weekend before I got sick. And have you seen it yet?
No.
Damn, then we can't really talk much about it, but you should watch it just for the sheer stupidity of the whole thing.
Oh, is it? Okay, all right. I will see if I can give it a watch.
I mean, dude, I know you think LeBron is the greatest player of all time, the GOAT of basketball. He 100% is not when it comes to acting, dude.
I would believe that.
Such a bad actor. Like, MJ did such a better job acting in the first one than LeBron did for the second one. It's not even close. Light years
apart. Honestly, I can believe that. I have no doubt in my mind that it's probably bad.
Also, nothing about space. There's literally nothing about... Like, the whole movie is called... The movie's called Space Jam, meaning the... It's outer space. Like the bad guys come from outer space to play basketball. No Space Jam. No space. This should have been called like Internet Jam or like fucking malware jam or virus jam or like server jam.
I'll try to give it a watch by our next show and we can maybe chat about it, but I don't have high hopes.
I will say that the players that they animated for the quote unquote Goon Squad, which is like the Monstars, but they call them the Goon Squad in this movie. They were pretty cool. This is probably the best part.
All right. Well, I will keep that in mind. I think that's I think that's everything though. You got to go to sleep.
Wait. You're trying to get. Wait. Why are you trying to get off so quickly?
Well, I want my co-host to be fully rested and not die. Yeah, I'm not doing the show alone.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And I got to mix this fucking thing.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to go get some grapefruit because I heard it's a good source of vitamin C.
Grapefruit, that's true. Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause bath server babies.